Mixolydian, even though the name sounds like Lydian, I really don't know why it has part of the same name, because it's really nothing like it. It's the fifth mode, and it goes with a dominant seven chord. Sometimes I'll just say, play a, and by the way, pick me a key besides C, since we just did C.
D.
All right, D.
Oh, no, it's going to be the same notes. E.
E, okay. Some students who are listening to this won't know what you meant by that, but they could figure it out, and I recommend you do so. So we're in E. Sometimes I might just say play an E7 scale, and what I mean is E Mixolydian. You know, you may hear me say that in the future. So if we're playing the Born on the Bayou, I thought this is example because, you know, how to make... And you're going to play an E dominant. So, yes, you're used to playing E minor or major pentatonic over that chord. Now you can add the other two notes by finding your parent key. So you're at E is the five of some key. What's one? Yeah, how'd you figure that out so quick? He found A, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. How'd you figure that out so quick?
Four. I know A is the four of E, so automatically it's
yeah.
Five.
Yeah, I mean, you can use your guitar. When it comes to fourths and fifths, you can use your guitar, the fretboard theory, right? When you go up, when you play E at the seventh fret, fifth string, and you go up a string, so now you're at fourth string, seventh fret, that's a fourth, right? That to that is a fourth, right? But a fourth going one way is a fifth going the other way. So if he went down to fifth fret of the sixth string, that would also be a fourth up because it's a fifth down. I don't know if this is too confusing, but anyway, that's the point of it. And it must be, because when you play in an A power chord, right, just A and E, you know A is the root and E is the fifth of it. So
that's all I really
know. Yeah. So you're just going to play in A major against my little E7 chord. 3, 4. I could give you like E and D and maybe an A. So I went E, D, A, E, big, you know, big freaking deal. You know, but you don't have to, you could just do a chord, one chord. Oh, cool, you're gonna give me a little awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Grateful Daddy, depending on how you play it. Jerry was great. I used to love that song Fire on the Mountain, which is only, I don't know if it was really an E, but it was just E and D, like let me interrupt for a minute. Fire. I don't know, it's just kind of E and D. You know, you can get so far with just those two chords. I'll go back to you on this. What would you say? When they have it, there's a little jam section in the middle. I don't know what key it's in, but you know, it'd be like, What would you say? I don't remember, you know. What would you say? And then they have a jam on that. It goes like halftime. It's like, fun mode to jam in. All right, but I hate to move on, but we're going to.